2020 has been a difficult year, and 6 months into it, we may find ourselves asking a serious question, perhaps marked by dismay or fear or trepidation. What kind of world do we live in? What kind of universe do we live in? We have seen the effects on the television screens and in our own lives, the effects of disease, isolation, poverty, racism, violence, and division. And in the midst of all this, there does not seem to be much room for hope or for optimism. But the mystery of faith which we celebrate today, the mystery of God's identity as the Holy Trinity, is an anchor to our hope. Because in order for us to understand a universe, to find an answer to the question, what kind of universe do we live in, we must have a sense of this universe's origin and foundation. In other words, we must ask, who is God? What is God like? This is why the dogma, the belief in the Trinity, is important. Because if we get this point wrong, we find ourselves believing that we are in a different kind of world, a world that does not leave much room for hope or moral agency. For instance, if we believe that there is no God, that our existence is simply a cosmic accident, the result of materialistic forces, or if you believe in an impersonal clockmaker God who set the world in motion and let us go, we find ourselves believing in a universe that is essentially adrift. If we believe in God or deities that is capricious or competitive, then we think of the pantheons of ancient Greece and Rome. Essentially, we find ourselves in a universe in tumult. And lastly, if we think of the higher power as simply something that can be described as a cosmic balance between equal yet opposite principles, think the Eastern notion of yin and yang, we find ourselves in a universe that is essentially in stalemate, where there is inevitably a conflict between light and darkness, good and evil. Perhaps an analog we can make in our own national history is to think of the times in which the states of our union tried to balance between states that were free and states that had slaves. But in all these false notions of God, and therefore false notions of the universe, we either must succumb to a predeterminism that robs us of our moral agency, in which we throw up our hands and give up and despair and say there is no point to it. Or we find ourselves grasping for a nihilism, thinking that there is no essential value or moral order, and so thus morality is reduced to might makes right, so that the powerful prevails over the powerless. However, we as Christians, and as Catholics in union with fellow Christians across the globe who believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dare to believe in a better world. Because we believe in the Trinitarian God of divine revelation. Instead of thinking that we live in a universe adrift or in tumult or in stalemate, we believe in a universe established and sustained by communion and love. Because that is what the mystery of the Trinity reveals about God, who stands at the origin and the foundation of our very existence. Rather than the fatherlessness of a universe adrift, in the Trinity we find the relationships between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Rather than the capriciousness of a universe in tumult, we find the cooperation and the union of the three divine persons. Rather than seeing a stalemate between a god or deity of good and evil, we see the unrivaled purity of goodness, love, and light that is present in the Trinity. And in this we find cause for hope, because it is God who stands and presents to us the objective standard for what it is to live rightly, morally, and with love. And in this we have first the hope and confidence that just as we came from this Trinitarian God, we are called to return to Him in eternal life. And in the meantime, we have the conviction and the charge to do our part in helping make manifest the kingdom of God here on earth, the kingdom of the Trinity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.